Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Brachot Daf Nun Aleph Amud Bet, about to begin and conclude our study of the eighth parak. The eighth parak of Masechet Brachot is a series of disputes between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about things relating to Brachot and to the meal. And even though the editors put the entire parak of Mishnayot first and then the Gemara, we're going to do it piecemeal and look at each machloket because they really are independent of each other, and then look at the attendant Gemara. So we'll flip back and forth a little bit. The first Mishnah, Elu Devarim Shebein Beit Shammai Uvein Beit Hillel Bas Seuda. So the following are disputes that are between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel about the meal. Number one, Beit Shammai Rei Mivarech Al Yom HaKach Mivarech Al Hayayin. When it comes to Kiddush Friday night, first you say the bracha on the day, meaning Mekadesh HaShabbat, then by Prayer Gafen, V'Tehillel Omrim Mivarech Al Hayayin V'Achar Kach Mivarech Al Hayom. You first make the bracha by Prayer Gafen, and then the bracha on the day, which is Mekadesh HaShabbat. Let's take a look now in the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. V'Dvarim Shemayim Beit Shammai Beit Hillel Basuda, Beit Shammai Omrim Mivarech Al Hayom V'Achar Kach Mivarech Al Hayayin. Why? Shayom Gorem Layayin Shiavo. Beit Shammai's position is that you say the bracha on the day first. This is now the expanded version in the Braita, because the day is what causes the wine. In other words, if it weren't for Shabbat, you wouldn't be having wine now. Uchvar kidei shayom, and you've already sanctified the day, v'adayin lo yayin lo bat, and you don't have the wine in front of you yet. But you're not tricking the wine. Which they stated, why shayayin gorem l'kiddush shetayamer? It's only because if you have wine that you're saying kiddush. Davar Acher, Beit Hillel add a second reason. Birchat Hayayin Tedira, Birchat Hayom Eina Tedira, as we saw in Masechet Zvachim. When you have two things competing for priority or precedence, and one of them comes more frequently, Tadir Vishenot Tadir, Tadir Kodem, that which more frequent comes first, and that means that because we say the Bracha, Bereper Gafen, more often than Mekadesh HaShabbat, therefore it comes first. Valacha Kedivrei Beit Hillel. And the brighter than rules like Beit Hillel. Now, my devacher, why did Beit Hillel add a second reason? If you think that Beit Shammai really had two arguments, one of them, which is Hayom Goim Le'an Shiavo, and also Kvar Kidei Shem Vayadayin Le'ayin Loba, and so therefore you think it's two versus one. Hachanam Mitartininu, Beit Hillel also has two, that's why they added a second one in. And halachah Beit Hillel pshita, it should be obvious that halachah Beit Hillel, that's almost always the case, that's the default. Enough kibat kol, because after all, in Eruv and Daf Yud Gimel, we have the famous story that for 2.5 years, Beit Hillel and Beit Shammai disagreed about whose rulings should be halacha, until the bat kol came out and said, Eilu va'elu divrei lemchaim v'halacha Beit Hillel. So we buy it according to bat kol. Perhaps our Mishnah was taught before the bat kol, so we didn't have a firm ruling. By tema lachar bat kol, it could be that it was after the bat kol for Rabbi Yeshua. And it follows Rabbi Yeshua. Damar ein mashkichim bat kol. Rabbi Yeshua, famously in the story in Bometzia Daf Nun Tet, says ein mashkichim bat kol, that we don't listen to a bat kol because lo b'shamayim he. Okay, continuing on in the Gemara, and it may be helpful to keep a Mishnayot open to go back and forth or flip back to the in the Gemara. Sabi Beit Shammai de Birchat Hayom Adifa. Does Beit Shammai really think that Birchat Hayom comes first? V'atayin l'chasta le'tob motzei Shabbat. When you come home Saturday night, v'arech al hayayin v'ala ma'or v'ala b'samim, v'chakach omer havdala. First you make bor pir gafen, then bor mir ha'esh, bor mir b'samim, and then havdala. V'me'en lo ela kos achad. But let's say you only have one cup of wine and you're going to eat a meal. V'nicho l'achar mazon. You leave that cup until the end of the meal, Mishalshan Kulan Lacharav, and then you say all those brachot with Birkat HaMazon on that cup. So you see that Birkat HaYom comes last. Hamai de Beit Shammai, now time out. Who says that that bright is authored by Beit Shammai? Zim Beit Hillel, maybe it's Beit Hillel. So Lo Sakadai, don't think so, Whitey. Tani, Ma'or Rachakach B'Samim. Because in that bright it had the bracha for the Nair before the bracha for the Samim. Who is it that we know holds that the order is Ma'or and then Besamim? It's Beit Shammai. As we know from a later Mishnah in our parak, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, but Rabbi Yehuda's version is, Beit Shammai did not disagree that you make Birchat HaMazon first and Havdalah at the end. What was their only disagreement? As we'll see later in the Mishnah. About the order of the Baroi Mirai Eish and Baroi Besamim. That you can't the bracha on the candle first. Ritzel Omrim Samim Hakach Ma'or. Ritzel said Neb Samim first. So therefore, our brayta must be Beit Shammai, and they still said Brachat Hayom comes at the end. My Beit Shammai, he valid Rabbi Yehuda. Who says that this brayta is Beit Shammai? Because you're following Rabbi Yehuda's version of their machloket. Dilma Beit Hillel, he valid Rabbi Meir. As we'll see later in the Gemara, Rabbi Meir had a whole different take on their machloket. As is Los Agadai Tachtani Hachamanitim, because in our Mishnah it says, Beit Shammai Omrim, Ner Umazon Besamim Vahavdalah, in our Mishnah later on, that the order is the candle, then Mazon, then Besamim Vahavdalah. We tell Omrim, Ner Ubesamim Mazon Vahavdalah. The question simply is, Besamim and Mazon, which comes first? Vahata Mebraita Tani, and the Braita said, Im Eno Ela Kosachad, Minichol Achar Mazon. The one cup you have, you leave for after the meal, Mishal Shalom Kulan Achram, and say them all there. Shvaminat Beit Shammai, it must be Beit Shammai. Valib Rabbi Yehuda, following Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Meir, the Mazon would be in the middle anyways. Mikom Makom Kasha, so you have a problem, which is, according to the Braita, which we said must be Beit Shammai, based on Rabbi Yehuda's thinking, the Berchat Hayom comes last. Havdalah is Berchat Hayom comes last. And in our Mishnah, Beit Shammai said, Berchat Hayom Kiddush comes first. The answer is Beit Shammai, Shani Yuli, Omim Fukeyom. And the answer is Kiddush and Havdalah are fundamentally different when the day begins and the day ends. Iyule Yoma, when the day starts, Kamen Makadmina Le'adif. You want to say it as quickly as possible. Start the day early. Afuke Yoma, on the other hand, when the day leaves, Kamen Machrina Le'adif. It's better to delay it. Hechlavi Alan Kamasu, so it shouldn't look like a burden that we have Shabbat. So therefore, Beit Shammai is being consistent. They said, on Friday night, you want to say the Yom right away. On Saturday night, you want to say the Yom last. Okay. Vesav Beit Shammai v'chat mazon tun akos. Time out. The entire braita that we used beforehand, that we claimed was Beit Shammai and proved this issue by Berchat Hayom, indicated that you have to say Berchat Hamazon on a cup of wine. Because after all, if you only have one cup, you wait till eat your meal and you say Abdullah at the end. Vatnan, Balamian, Nachar Mazon, we had the Mishnah back in the sixth parak, that if you have wine coming after the meal, Im Ein Sham Elo Oto Kos, Beit Shammai Omrim V'rachal Yan V'chakam V'rachal Hamazon. If you only have one cup, this actually is later in our Mishnah, in our parak, Beit Shammai says if you only have one cup, you say Bar Paragaf and then you bench. So Mylan Varech Alave Vishati, that doesn't mean you say Bar Paragaf and drink the wine then bench, which means you don't have to bench on a kos. Lon Varech Alave Manechle, you make the Bar Chaber Paragaf and put it down. And then after Birkat Hamazon, drink it. Ramamam Varech Tzarech Shitom, but we said if you say a bracha on something, you have to take a taste from it. It was a bracha levatala. The time lay, you took a taste. Ramar Tamo Pkamo. So we have a ruling that if you take a taste from a cup of wine, that's already made it deficient, and you can't use it a kosher bracha until you refill it. The time lay be a day. You don't taste it with your mouth, you take some out with your hand. Ramar Kosher Bracha Tzarech Shiyu, our kosher bracha needs to be full. You're minimizing it now, diminishing it from the shear. So the answer is to not fish like famous shear. The answer is it was originally more than a shear. You took a little out with your finger. It's still kashir. From Ancient Alotok Kos Tani, but the Brita said, if there's only one kos, how could that be? The answer is Trelo Ave. You're right, you don't have two cups worth. Michad Nafish, you have a little more than one cup worth. But Beit Shammai, according to Rabbi Chiya, said, you say the bracha on the wine and drink it, and then you bench. The answer is there's a machloket tanaim, according to Beit Shammai, where the Beit Shammai says, Berchat Hamazon needs a kos. The one in this Mishnah that we just saw, that say they don't need a kos, and the one in that Braita that we prove is Beit Shammai, in which they said you do need a kos, and therefore if you only have one cup, you say it all at the end with Birkat HaMazon, all of Havdalah at the end with Birkat HaMazon. Okay, now let's go to the second Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omrim, Nolim Liyadayim, V'chakach Mozgim Et HaKos, this is before a meal, you wash your hands first, and then you pour the cup of wine, or you dilute the cup of wine. Beit Hillel Omrim, Mozgim Et HaKos, V'chakach Mozgim Et HaKos, Beit Hillel simply have the opposite order, first you pour the wine, or dilute it, and then you wash your hands. Let's see what that's about. Tana Rabbanan, back in the Gemara, Anun Ben Amud Aleph. Beit Shammai Omrim, not limli adam v'chakam mozgim et hakos. Why? Shimata omer mozgim et hakos tchila. Because if you think that you pour the cup first, as Beit Shammai is concerned, gzera shema shema yitam'u mashkin shachorei hakos machmat yado. That whatever liquids you have on the back of the cup that have spilled over are going to become tamei when your hand touches them and you haven't washed your hands yet. V'yachzuru v'tamut ha-kos, and then they're going to be metame what's in the kos. Now remember, Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel are both operating in a world in which even in Chulin we're operating with a level of tahara. For the Tamu Yadayim Lakos, why aren't you concerned that the hands themselves are going to be metame the kos? Yadayim Shniyotein, the answer is the default of Yadayim is they are a second level tuma. And we're dealing with Chulin, therefore they can't go any further. Unless you have Mashkin, and therefore that concern is that the liquids are going to be the carrier. That's Beit Shammai. Beit Hillel Omrim, first you pour the cup. Why? If you think you wash your hands first, maybe the liquid on your hands from washing will become tamei from the kos. And then it will be metame the hands. So why don't you say the cup is metame the hands? And kli metame adam. A kli can't be metame a person unless the kli is an avatuma, like in Olamate. Maybe it'll be tame the liquid, the wine inside. We're talking about a kli where the back of it became tame b'mashkin. The tochot tahor v'gavot tame. The din is that the inside is tahor, but the outside is tame. Now kli shemuachalav mashkin achrav tamein v'tochov agnov oznov yadav torin. Everything else is tahor except for the back. If the middle becomes tamei, then the whole thing is tamei. So what's the essential machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel here? Because they both raise concerns and something's got to give. Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to use a kli like that. Because of pieces that might, little drops that might drop off. Therefore, there's no reason to make a gzerah that the mashkin will become tamei, the mashkin on your hands will become tamei, because you're not allowed to use a cup like that. They say you're allowed to use a cup like that. I mean, it's a sot lo shchichi, drops popping off is not common. Therefore, they say we have to be concerned that the liquid on your hand will become tamei from the kos. Davar acher. Take him to let Yadayim Su'udah. This was not included in the Tikifot that we saw in the 6th Perek. But immediately after you wash, you have to have your Su'udah. Meaning, you should have an Atilat Yadayim as late as possible before making a Motzi. Without an interruption. My Davar Acher, again, like we saw previously. Why do they add a Davar Acher? Hachikam Rebbe Beit Hillel Vechame, this is what Beit Hillel said. You have your reasoning, which is the concern about nitzotzot, and therefore you say you can't use a cup like that. This is still more significant because we have the take of the daim suda consideration, which is of course why generally when we wash our hands before a meal, we don't do much interruption before we make a motzi, and we go straight to it. Beit Shammai Omrim. Now let's go to the third Mishnah. Beit Shammai Omrim, Mekanech Yadav B'mapa U'menicha Al HaShulchan. That what do? You wipe your hands on a cloth during the meal, and you put it on the table. They say, no, you have to put it on a pillow that you're reclining on, but not on the table. Okay, now let's take a look at this and analyze. Tanur Banan, again, a bright expanding list. These are all Tosefta, by the way. You have to put it on the table. Why should Matamar like I said, if you say you should put it on the pillow that you're reclining on, maybe the liquids that are still on the mapa from drying your hands will become tamei from the pillow. And then tamei your hands when you touch it next. Why don't we just say that the keset is matame the mapa without the liquids? The answer is, ain't kli matame kli. A kli can't be matame another kli without liquids in the middle. If it didn't make keset legavra gufe, why don't we say that the pillow is matame the guy? That's easy. Ain't kli matame adam. Again, without mashkin in the middle, a kli can't be matame anything. Vetel omrim ala keset. They say you dafka put the mapa on the pillow. Shimatam ala shulchan. If you put it on the shulchan, xera shemitamu mashkin shemapa machman ala shulchan. Maybe the liquids on the, that you left when you dried your hands, that are on the napkin, will become tamei from the table. They'll be metame the food. Why don't you just say the shulchan is metame the food that's in it, kind of like a tray that's inside. We're talking about a shulchan that itself is a sheni latuma. And Sheni owes a shlishi b'chulin. A Sheni can't make a shlishi b'chulin ela ide mashkin unless there's mashkin in the middle. And that's when the mashkin play a role here. But my kamipalgi. So now, what is the essential machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel? Beit Shammai savi asulish tamesh for shochan Sheni. Beit Shammai says you're not allowed to use a table that's a Sheni l'tuma. Therefore, zereshum ochli truma, because people who eat truma can't use it. So therefore, we don't allow it for anybody. But tell us, you're allowed to. Ochli truma is reason name. People who eat truma are very careful. We don't have to make things there for them. Davaracher, again, Beit Hillel has a davaracher. There is no netilat yadayim for chulin, midoraita. So my davaracher, why did they add that in? Hachikam rulu Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. This is what they said. You're going to challenge us and say, when it comes to food, we're choshesh. When it comes to yadayim, we're not choshesh. Say, ochli truma is reason ain't. Afilu achi adifa, still we have reason. They thought the dime chulim in our Torah, because the dime is not doraita. Mutav shi tamu yadayim to leit lo vikami doraita. Better your hands should become tame, which themselves, the whole tumah is darabanan. Tamu ochlin did lo ikami doraita, as opposed to the food becoming tame, which does have an essential basis, mid doraita. Okay, next Mishnah. Beit Shammai umrim mechabdina tabayit. You sweep off the area under the table. Then you wash. Now this washing is for berkat hamazon. We tell alumrim again the backwards. First you wash and then you clean the area. You clean the area under the table. Okay, let's see what this is about. Tana rabanan again back in the Gemara nun bet amud bet. Beit Shammai umrim mechabdina tabayit mechakam l'midadayim again. Sheima taumera. Notice all of the arguments are. In reductio, meaning saying that it's got to be our way, because if you say it your way, the following will ensue. Because if you wash first with the food underneath, you're going to destroy the food. To wash first, they don't hold that. Because you've got crumbs, and we don't want the crumbs to be destroyed, so you got to clean them up first. I tell him, Rimi, Shamash Taman Chachamu, if the server is a Taman Chacham, no tell Perun Sheish Ben Kazayit, he'll know to pick up the pieces that are big enough, like a Kazayit, and therefore they're not to violate Bal Tashchit. Umaniach Perun Sheish Ben Kazayit, leave the little crumbs there. So, Messiah Rabbi Yochan, this supports Rabbi Yochan, I'm Rabbi Yochan, I'm Perun Sheish Ben Kazayit, with Talab Dan Biyad. Any crumbs that are less than a Kazayit, you could throw away. You could destroy them. So my kinipalgi, again, what's the machloka? Beitel said, you're not allowed to use a shamash who's an ignorant person, who's an amaretz, who's not careful about tumah v'tahara. But Shammai said, Beitel shetamesh v'shamash haaretz. But Shammai said, you can. Therefore, you have to be concerned that they're going to destroy the food underneath and not know which food to pick up. Therefore, you have to sweep up first. So he says, by the way, in all the machlokot in our Mishnah, in our Perek, the halacha follows Beit Hillel, bar meha the halacha ke Beit Shammai, except this case where we follow Beit Shammai and we sweep up first. Rishaya matn ibcha, Rishaya simply had our Mishnah backwards, vaname halacha ke Beit Hillel, meaning Beit Hillel said you sweep up first and halacha ke Beit Hillel. Either way, you sweep up first. Okay, to the next Mishnah, which is Mishnah Hei. Beit Shammai umrim ner umazon uvesamim v'havdala. Beit Hillel umrim ner uvesamim umazon v'havdala. Again, the only machloket in this version about the order of havdala is where mazon, berkat mazon comes in relative to besamim. First, or which one is first? Everybody agrees ner is first. Everybody agrees havdala is last. Beit Shammai umrim shibara ma'or ha'esh. Beit Shammai says the proper wording for the bracha and the candle is, he created the light of the fire. Beit Hillel umrim borei me'oreh, the one who creates the lights of the fire. Okay, let's see what this is all about. Back to the Gemara. Rav Huna bar Yehuda ikla ve'rava. This is the first time that we're really hearing Amoraim, except for the last line that we had, because everything else been brightot. Rav Huna bar Yehuda came to Rava's house. Chazir the Rava, the Varecha Basam Bereisha. He saw him say Basamim first. They don't disagree about the candle. Both of them agree the Ner is first. So why are you saying Basamim first? Ana Rava Batre. So Rava answered Zudiver Rameir. That entire version in our Mishnah is Rameir's version. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda had a different version of the Machloket. They agreed that you say mazon first and avdala at the end. What was their machloket? Whether the candle or b'samim come first. But Shammai said candle first. Tomim b'samim b'chakam malar, and Beit Hillel say b'samim first. And I didn't have mazon, so therefore I only have three brachot. And therefore I said b'samim first, like Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beit Hillel. Rabbi Yochanan naguam ke Beit Hillel, then Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan already taught that we all, the custom is to follow Beit Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda. And by the way, that's indeed how we do it. The next thing is Beit Shammai Amrim Shebamaram Me'orayayish Amarava Be'bara Kuli Amal Apliga Debara Mashba. Everyone agrees the word that bara means he created. Ki pligi bore, they disagree about the word bore, which is in the ongoing present. Beit Shammai Savi bore da'atid l'mivra. He says bore me'orayayish means he will create. Tal Savi bore nami Debara Mashba. Beit Hillel says no, it also means he created. Meiti Rav Yosef Yotzer Or Vore Choshech. It's a slam against the idea that it means he will, because he did create light. All of these things are things God did create. We're describing God as the creator of. Everybody agrees that both bara and bore means he did create. Bara is the verb and bore is the noun, the creator of. Their disagreement is not about bara and bore, their disagreement is ma'or ma'ore. Shammai says, "Chada nahora ika benura." But Shammai says, "There's one color, there's one flame in a candle." Tal savi tuva nahora ika benura. But Hillel says, "No, there's many different flames because you can see from the different colors that are in a candle. So therefore, it's maorei aish." Tamei miachir amru lehem Beit Hillel Beit Shammai harbe meorot yesh baor. We have a bright in which Beit Hillel said that. Okay, back to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Vav. Ein bevachin lo al nevel abasamim shel goyim. You can't make a bracha on either the candle or b'samim of non-Jews. V'nar b'samim shel metim, or the ones that are placed around the dead body. V'nar b'samim shel ifnei avodah zarah, or those that are put in front of avodah zarah. The end of the Mishnah is, Ein rachim al ner ad she'otu l'ro. You can't make the bracha on the ner until you benefit from it, until you get some benefit from the ner. Okay, let's look back at the Gemara. Bottom of Nun Bet Amud Bet. B'ishtam aner mishum d'lo shavat. We understand why you can't make a bracha on the ner of a non-Jew, because that ner didn't rest on Shabbat. It was lit. Ela b'samim matam lo. Why not the b'samim? Rabbi Yehuda amar rav, acha masibat nochrim askin. We're talking about a feast of non-Jews. Because the default is that they're celebrating some pagan thing, so all the b'samim are like pagan incense. But that doesn't make sense, because I'm going to say from Archim, I'll never samim shalifnei avodah zarah. The third clause of the Mishnah was not using nerem samim of avodah zarah. Chadarei saw avodah zarah skinan. So clearly, the first case is not about avodah zarah. It's a separate thing about non-Jewish uses. Chadarei matam kamar. He says no. The third clause is explaining the first clause. Matam Archim, I'll never samim shalifnei shel goyim. Neshestam is about nochim avodah zarah. Because so the first clause is explained by the third clause. It's a little difficult because the meitim are in the middle. Talk about an or shishavat v'rachin alav. If a candle rested, then you can make the bracha on it. V'shalosh shavat in v'rachin alav. If not, then we don't. We have that sugya in Yom about the ner shishavat, in Psachim about the ner shishavat at the Yom Kippur, and let's see how it plays out here. My shavat to my lo shavat. What does that mean? You mean that it wasn't used for malacha at all, even for heter, like lit before Shabbat? You're allowed to make bore me'orayayish on a candle that was lit on Shabbat for, let's say, a midwife or for a cholet. That it wasn't used for an avera. You could use a lantern that was lit for all of Shabbat. You make the bracha after Shabbat. Yom Kippur has a different issue, which is Ner Shabbat there means something different, which is that it has to be a candle that indeed was lit all Shabbat. Okay, Tana Banan, Nochri should lit me Yisrael, Yisrael should lit me Nochri. So they say, have a non-Jew lit from a Jew, or vice versa. V'rachin alav. You can make the bracha, because there's a Jew involved there. Nochri mi Nochri, if a goy lit from another goy, in v'rachin alav, you can't. So why can't you, if it was lit for one Jew, non-Jew from another, Shundalo Shabbat didn't rest. If a Jew lit from a non-Jew, it also Lo Shabbat, because it was used on Shabbat. So if you think that maybe when the Jew takes from him, the Isur is gone, and now it's like a different candle. We had Yisrael come at Yalda, it's now born new in the Jew's hand. If you carry a flame out in the Rishut Rabim on Shabbat, you're Chayav. Am I Chayav? You're going to say that a flame is a new thing. What you picked up inside is not what you put down outside. It's not called carrying on Shabbat. We'll see much more about this in the beginning of Shabbat. There must be an Isur here too. When the Jew took the candle, he added his own piece. You're making the bracha on the added value. When the goy took it from another goy, there's no added value. If that's the case, then even when a non-Jew takes it from a non-Jew after Shabbat, so what he added was mutar. You're right, but when a non-Jew takes from another non-Jew, we don't make the bracha on it because of the first non-Jew and because of the first candle. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Let's say you're walking outside of a city, and you saw a big light from the city. If the town is mainly non-Jews, you can't make the bracha. But if it's mainly Jews, mevarech. So ha gufakash, you've got an inherent contradiction. So from the first one, you can't make a bracha. If it's rov goyim, implying that if it's 50-50, you can make the bracha. And then it said, if rov Yisrael, you can make the bracha, so 50-50, you can't. The answer is, bedinu dafinu mechza mechza mevarech. The reality is, 50-50, you can make the bracha. For Rov Yisrael, we have a parallel construction, because it said Rov Nochrim, so Rov Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan. You're walking outside of a city and you saw a little kid holding a torch. You check. If this kid's Jewish, then you can't make the bracha if he's a non-Jew. So why do you have to mention a kid? It could be an adult. It's right near sunset, right after sunset. If it's an adult, sure, he's certainly a non-Jew, because what adult Jew would be walking under the torch right after sunset of Shabbat? Tinok emre Yisrael akorei v'nakid. But if it's a kid, a little kid, then maybe it's Yisrael who ended up holding it, and it was right after Shkiyah, so technically mutar. Tana Rabbanan. Hemre chutz tekrach. Again, you're walking outside of the city, and you saw a light. If it's a thick light, like from a kiln, you can make the bracha. Then it's not substantial enough to make the bracha. Tani Chana, or shel kivshan mevarchin alav. You can make a bracha on the kiln itself, on the light of the kiln, the fire. Tani idach in mevarchin alav. We have one that says you can't. So lokasha, ha b'tchila halabasof. One is at the beginning when you fire it up, but one is afterwards. Tani Chana, or shel tanur shel kiraim. What about an oven or a stove top? Mevarchin alav, tani idach in mevarchin alav. Too bright, whether or not you can make the bracha on those. Again, the same thing, beginning or end. We have the same problem with a light that's lit in the Beit Knesset or the Beit Midrash, whether or not you can make the bracha or not. The fire is not good, so you can't make the bracha in all of those cases, but once it's burning, then you can make the bracha. So we have a contradiction about the Beit Midrash and Beit Knesset. So Lokasha Adika Dam Chashuv, if there's some important person in the Beit Knesset, so was lit for him, not for light. Halaika Dam Chashuv, there's nobody important. There was lit for light, you can make the bracha. Baitema Havahadi Ika Dam Chashuv, Kwoth Kubi Adam Chashuv, Lokasha Adika Chazana, if there's a fellow there who's a teacher who needs the light, Halaika Chazana, if not, then it was only lit for the Adam Chashuv, it's not for light. Baitema Havahadi Ika Chazana, you could say both there's a Chazan. If there's moon or not. If there's a moon, this wasn't lit for light. If not, then it was lit for light. Tanu Rabbanan. Hayu Yoshvin Bevet HaMidrash Vivi Or Lefnam. Let's say they're sitting in the Beit Midrash and they brought a candle before them. But Shemayim Yikol Achad Brachad Varech Letzmo. Everybody makes their own bracha. He said, no, one makes a bracha for all of them. Shum Shemar Barov HaMadrat Melech. There's greater glory for God with a greater gathering. Based on Ma'abed Hillel and Farshi Taima, we understand Beit Hillel's reason. They give an explanation, the Pasuk and Mishlei. Ela Beit Shammai, my Taima. What's Beit Shammai's reason? Because you're wasting time in Beit Midrash if you gather everybody together. Everybody makes their own private bracha, and that way they continue studying. In Gamliel's house, they wouldn't say what we would call gesundheit or labriut when somebody would sneeze, because that would keep people from learning. It's a waste of it's wasting us from learning, keeping us from learning. Okay, in the Mishnah we said, Enrachim lo alanav samim shal metim. So my tama, why? Because ner lechavod hu davida, the candle of a mate is not made for light, it's made for kavod. Besamim, what are the besamim for? La'avur erecha hu davida, it's there to get rid of the bad smell. So it's not there for a nice smell, but to get rid of bad smell. Amar v'yur amarav. If they bring it out during the day and night, you can't make a bracha. But if they only take it out from him at night, then you can make the bracha on him. So any mate that's so chashuv that they take the candle out in and out during the day and everything else, then you can't make the bracha because it's totally for kavod. If they don't take it out at night, then it really is there for light. Okay. Amar Vuna. Besamim shall beit hakisei. Besamim that you put into a privy. Veshemen asui lavirta zumar. Oil that's used to get rid of bad smells. Ain rachin alav. You can't make a bracha or a besamim on it. You don't make a bracha on things unless they're for nice smell. Watch this. If you walk into a perfumer's shop, and you smell the smells, even if you're sitting there all day, you say one bracha. If you go in and out, in and out, each time you come in, you have to make the bracha. Here he doesn't have it there for smell, he has it there to attract customers. Or he has it there because it's there. Come on, you're making a bracha. The answer is in the recha nami u'david. It actually is meant for smell. Ki eche de nerchu inshi v'netu v'nizbun minei. So people will smell it and come in. He wants people to smell it, so they'll come in and buy. Tala b'naima halech chutz l'krach v'riach reach. Again, you're outside of the city, and you smell a very nice smell. Imrov nochim v'varech. Again, if the town is mainly non-Jews, you don't make the bracha. Imrov yisrael v'varech. If they're Jews, then you do. Even if it's, Riosi says, even if it's majority Jews, you don't make the bracha. Shibron Yisrael makatrot like shafim, because Jewish girls, even Jewish girls, they burn incense to, all sorts of wizardry. Atukulak shafim makatron, what, they all do that? So, the answer is, you have a minority who do that. And some of them do it to get bad smells out of the clothes after they've washed them. So, majority is not for Reach. If it's a majority, it's not for Reach. You can't make the bracha. Let's say you're walking on Friday afternoon in Tiberi or Saturday night in Tzipori, and you smell a nice smell. Why? Because that's when, in each of those cities, they would smoke the kelim with these nice smells. And that's not for, you can't make a bracha on that. Tanra banane, amalech bashuk shel avodah zarah. You walk in a shuk of pagans, where they worship. If you decide, hey, I'm going to enjoy these smells, then that's a sin. Okay, v'en rachin al... Good, okay. Now, continuing on, en vachin al aner ad shia otu. The Mishnah said you can't make the bracha on the candle until you get benefit. You don't have to get real benefit from it. But if you were standing close enough, you could get benefit of the rachok makoma, even if you're far away, meaning if it's visible enough so that if you were close, you could benefit, that's good enough. You could be far away. Let's say you had a ner underneath your arm or in a lantern. You saw a flame, but you didn't use it. Or you used it, but you didn't see the flame. And you have to see the flame and benefit from it. So, I understand that you could benefit without seeing it. If it's in a corner, and you're around the corner, and you see the light. But how could you have a case where you see the flame, but don't use it? Don't use the light. Isn't that when you're far away, and you see it's no good? If it's going out, that's what they're talking about. So far away is still okay. Talk about on gechalim lo chashot. If you have coals that are sort of burning embers, v'rachin alein, you can make the bracha. Or memot, in v'rachin alein, if they're already out, you can't make the bracha on them. Hechadami lo chashot, what's lo chashot? If it's still hot enough, and there's enough flame that if you'd put a little kindling in there, it would get lit up. And omamot is no longer that. Ibayalu omamot or omamot is with an aleph or an ayin. Of course, they had no written mishnayot, so they couldn't prove it from that. Or brayto toshma dam rav chista bar avudimi arazim lo amamuhu began Elohim. Cedars that have not been fired. Rav Amar, so you see it's with an ayin. Rav Amar yeotu mamash. Rav disagreed with Rav and said yeotu mamash. You really have to benefit. So you can tell the difference between two coins, which is why we use our fingernails or things of that sort to be able to see something fine. You can tell the difference between these different kinds of coins from these neighboring towns. He would make the bracha on the house of Abadalia, which was far from his house, and that's Rav Yehuda who says you don't need to be you don't need to be right near it, unlike Rava. Rav Mvarech Ad Beguria Bar Chama. Rav would make the bracha on this house, which was right next to his, because he held that you really have to be there. Abai Mvarech Ad Bar Avua, and Abai used to make the bracha on this house. I'm reviewing on the flame in their house. I'm reviewing on Rav. Ain machazrin ala or kadesh machazrin al mitzvot. You don't have to go looking for a candle like you do for other mitzvot. Meaning, if you have it, you have it. If not, you skip it. Zera reishavim mehardarner. Zera said, I used to go looking for a candle. Kaven a shemana lahad de Rav Yehuda. I'm a Rav. Adonami lo mehardarner. Once I heard that Rav said you don't have to look for it, I also stopped. If it's there, then I make the bracha on it. Otherwise, not. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnayot, and in Mishnah Zayin, Misha Achal Mishachach V'lo Verach. If you ate a meal and you forgot and didn't say Berakat HaMazon, and now you're elsewhere, but Shamayim Yachzor Makom V'Yorech, you have to go back to where you were and say the Bracha Berakat HaMazon. V'Tel Amim V'Yorech Makom Shenizkar. V'Tel Amim say Berakat HaMazon where you are, where you remembered. How long do you have to say the bracha? As long as you're still digesting the food. Okay, let's take a look at this. The machloket is only if you forgot. But if you intentionally didn't bench and then kept going, you certainly have to go back and say the bracha. So pshita, shachachtan, that's obvious because the Mishnah said shachach. So maudetema, hu adina filu mezid. I might think that it's true even mezid. To show you how far Beit Shammai would go to say that even if Shachach have to go back. Kamash Malan, that you have to go back. Tanya, Amar Lamein Hillel Beit Shammai. So again, we have a background to this disagreement. Behil says Beit Shammai, Divrechem. According to you, Mishachah, Barosha, Birav, Shachach, Birav, Velo Birach. If somebody ate on top of a tower, and he came all the way down, didn't say bracha. So the Rosh Hashanah, you have to go to the top. So I'm in Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel. So Beit Shammai said back, according to you, Mishachach Arnaki Rosh Hashanah. If he forgot a wallet up on top of the house, and he came down, wouldn't he go back and get it? So the Chvod Atzmo Olay, he's ready to go back for his own wealth. The Chvod Shammai Lo Koshken, for Chvod Shammai, he shouldn't go back. So now we have a story. Hanu Trey Talmidei, there are two students. Chad Avid Kibashogi Beit Shammai, one of them was machmer like Beit Shammai even b'shogeg and went back. V'ashkach arnaka d'dava, and he went back, and the place where he went to bench, he found a golden wallet, a pouch of gold. Chadav in mezid k'vid hillel. The other one did b'mezid k'vid hillel, meaning he intentionally benched further on. V'achli aryeh, and he was eaten by a lion. Arba chadav ka'azel b'sharata, he was on a caravan. Achal v'ishtal v'lo barach, he ate and he forgot. Amrehechi Avid, what can I do? If I tell them that I forgot, they'll say to me, bless God wherever he is. God's everywhere. They don't understand the nuances of the halacha. So mutav damilu anshoi yona dadava. It's better I should tell them I forgot a golden dove. Amrehu anturuli anshoi yona dadava. So he said, please wait for me. I forgot a golden dove back there. Let me go back. Azel Baruch, he went back and benched. V'ashkach Yonah Dava, and he found a golden dove to bring it back. So Mashta Yonah, why did he pick a dove? The Metila Knesset Yisrael in Yonah, because Am Yisrael is compared to a dove. Dichtin Kanfei Yonah Nechpa Bakesef Revetab Akrak Charutz. That the wings of a dove are covered in silver, and it's because of its wings, its back, with this beautiful golden green. Just like a yonah is only saved by its wings, Am Yisrael is only saved by mitzvot. Okay, the end of that Mishnah was, Ad Imatay Umvarech, how long do you have to say Berkat HaMazon? Until it's digested. Kama Shiur Yikul, how long is that? Reyochanan Kozman Shino Rev, as long as you're not hungry anymore. You know, I mean, you're not yet hungry from that meal. Shlokesh Amar Kozman Shi Yitzma Machmar Achilator, as long as you're still thirsty from what you ate. Amar Rav Yemar Bar Shlomi El Mar Zutra. He said, Amri La Rav Yemar Bar Shizvi El Mar Zutra. So some Rav Yemar said to Mar Zutra, Mar Shlokesh Achilator, Rav Shlokesh really said, Rav Yemar Shlokesh Kama Shiur Yikul, he gave a time frame, which is basically 72 minutes, roughly is what we call Arba Milin. So Lokasha kan be'achila meruba, kan be'achila mu'etet. So if you ate a small amount, so 72 minutes. If you ate more than that, a big amount, so that you might be thirsty longer, so it's longer. Okay, now the last Mishnah. Right, Rashi reads actually the opposite way, which is if you ate a lot, then it's Arba Milin. If not, then it would be less than that, as long as you're thirsty. The last Mishnah, Balam Yayin Lachar Mazon, and Shemal Tor Kos, we saw this invoked earlier, if you had wine come at the end of the meal, and all you have is that Kos, but Shemal Yivarchal Yad V'chakav V'chakav Mazon, first you say Bori Per Gafen, and as we saw, you drink, and then you say Berkat Mazon, until Amrim V'chakav Mazon V'chakav V'chakav Yayin. But Hillel says, no, put the wine afterwards, so you say Berkat Mazon Ala Kos. Odin Amen Achar Yisrael V'rech, and Odin Achar Kutim V'rech Ad Shishma Kol HaBracha. We say Amen after a Jew says a bracha, even if we don't hear the whole thing. But if it's a kuti, then we have to wait, make sure to hear the whole thing before we say Amen. All right, we'll see both of these things. The man of the Israel, Afagav de l'shama kula bracha. Oneh, you could say Amen to a bracha of Israel, even if you didn't hear the whole thing. We're talking about a case where you didn't eat with him. You're not saying Amen to be yotze. You're saying Amen to confirm the bracha. Same thing. Amalei Rav Chia Bre. So Rav told his son Chia, Bre, Chatof Ubarich, grab the bracha. When you have an opportunity, you be the one to say the bracha. Ravuna Rav Bre, Chatof Barich. Ravuna gave the same advice to his son. Then Barich Adif Mandani Amen. So it's better to be the guy who says the bracha than the one who says Amen. Rabbi Yossi Omer Gadol Ane Amen Yotam Varech. Rabbi Yossi said the one who says Amen is better than the one who says the bracha. Rabbi Naraya Shamayim. Kenu, he said, indeed, that's the case, that it's better to say Amen. Tadash, are gul yarin yordin, mitkarin, vigiborin yordin, matzchin. It's the grunts who come in and do all the war, and the giborin come in and get the cleanup and get all the credit, so the Amen is the credit. The answer is Tanoi, it's a macholka tanaim. Tanya, chadam varech, vachad haone, Amen, b'mashma. Whether you say the bracha or whether you say Amen, you're included in the bracha. Shmarin, the varech, otemin haone, Amen. But you get a bigger schar for being the one who says the bracha. So we see the Tanaim who say that too. So Shmuel asked Rav, can you say Amen after little kids who are learning brachot? We say Amen after anybody saying a bracha except for little kids because they're doing it to learn. That's only if it's not at the time at which they are finishing. But if it's when they're finishing, when they're saying the Haftarah, for instance, they're saying the Bracha, then they really are saying a Bracha, and we say Amen. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Shemen Me'akev Et HaBracha. Berchat HaMazon, you have to first put oil on your hands to make them smell nice. Divrei Rabbi Zilai. Questions are these real names. Rabbi Zivai Omer Einu Me'akev. No, you don't need the oil. Rabbi Acha Omer Shemen Tov Me'akev. You have to have good oil. Rabbi Zuhamai Omer. So, Kashem Shem Zuham Pasul Avodah, just like somebody who smells bad can't do Avodah in the Mikdash, Kach Yadayim Zuham Pasul Avodah Bracha. Hands that smell bad can't make a Bracha if you have that. Rachamah Yitzhak Analo Ziloi Velo Zivoi Velo Zemai Adana. I don't know any of these rabbis. Almanita Adana, I know a Braita. Damar Yudom Rav, Amrila Manita Tana, we either have Rav or Braita saying. The Pasuk at the end of in Parsha Kedoshim, Kadishtem, Vitem Kedoshim, Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokechem, Kadishtem, Elamai Mishonim, that's washing before a meal. Vitem Kedoshim, Elamai Mechonim, that's water before washing at the end of a meal. Ki Kadosh, Ze Shemen, that's putting oil, Hashem Elokechem, Zubracha, that's in Berchat HaMazon. So evidently you do need to wash your hands in anoint your hands in oil before Birkat HaMazon, but of course this is talking about cases where they would eat with their hands and it smelled very bad. Hadron Alach Elu Dvarim. We have successfully completed our study of the 8th parak. We'll begin the final parak of Masachet Brachot in the next podcast. The Mitzvah should have a wonderful day.